International efforts are ongoing to decisively conclude who launched the devastating drone attack on Saudi Arabia's most important oil installations last weekend. The strikes have wiped out around half the country's oil exports, and initially Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claimed responsibility. Today, Saudi Arabian officials have said Iranian weapons were involved, though they've stopped short of directly accusing their regional arch rival. Britain is also remaining circumspect, but in the US, key cabinet members have blamed Tehran. Governments are meanwhile trying to manage their oil supplies and the wider implications for food and medicine supplies from the oil cuts. And as our business reporter David Taylor explains, the situation for Australia doesn't look good.
Australia, researchers say, is at constant risk of a major shortage of food and medicine if oil or diesel imports suddenly dry up. Tony Wood is the Energy Program Director at the think tank, the Grattan Institute.
We're probably, by comparison with other countries, particularly European countries, for example, more dependent upon long-distance road freight than just about any other country. And that means that certain commodities, such as food products, we would run out in-state pretty quickly.
Tony Wood says the nation has no contingency plan in the event of a major fuel supply disruption.
Now that would mean, you know, you've still got to, if you're living in Victoria, you continue to eat, you know, temperate climate fruit and you don't get any bananas for a while. I mean, I'm not trying to trivialise it, by the way. I'm just saying that there would be, if we did have a problem of interruption of supply, that's where the issue would arise in terms of freight. But there's other things that we transport which would obviously be exposed as well. I presume there might even be, you know, some medical supplies and so forth. But the broad issue is road transport.
We have very low resilience in this country to a supply chain interruption.
That's John Blackburn, a consultant on Australia's energy security. He shares Tony Wood's concerns that Australia sits on the edge of a major shortage of life's basic essentials. He spoke to The World Today.
And think of everything that relies on diesel, food production, food distribution, warehousing. You're going to see basically our whole infrastructure start to get under a lot of stress. If everybody comes into the chemist and just does their normal, here's one prescription, whatever, and nobody panics, they probably have 6 or 7 days of supplies, something similar to, say, supermarkets. If somebody panics and wants to buy a whole bunch of one, they run out in a few days. I said, well, how about the hospitals? How are you going to move the stocks?
So what's the government doing about this security threat? Well, in March 2018, the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security made a recommendation to conduct a review and develop measures to ensure that Australia has a continuous supply of fuel to meet its national security priorities. On the 4th of April this year, the Department of Energy and Environment released an interim report on that review. The report said, quote, Australia is potentially exposed to potential fuel supply disruption in Asia and the Middle East, adding that such an event was, quote, extremely unlikely. Tony Wood.
You know, it suggests that, well, should we go back and have a long look at that and decide, are we still comfortable given what's happened in Saudi Arabia with our current position? Or if we're not, what are we going to do about it? Because, I don't, you know, as I said before, I think the answer to that second question, what we do about it, is neither trivial nor cheap. And, you know, we'd have to, you know, for example, it might mean that the cost of fuel in Australia would have to go up, you know, by some cents a litre to cope with the cost of covering our obligation, if that's what we need to do. So it seems to me that if the government hasn't taken into account the sort of risks that's now been exposed as a result of what's happened in Saudi Arabia, then maybe we should and decide whether or not we still believe that our diversity of supply from other sources is adequate or whether we should revise that position. I don't think there's anything magical about that, and it certainly seems to me to be certainly appropriate to at least have a think about that.
Tony Wood and John Blackburn say neither major parties have developed publicly available contingency plans for a fuel shortage. The International Energy Agency requires several countries, including Australia, to have at least 90 days' worth of fuel supplies ready to go in case global oil supply is cut off for an extended period of time. Australia meets that commitment through fuel shipping arrangements with other countries, as Energy Minister Angus Taylor explains.
These are important discussions. The world has to make sure there's enough stocks in place to be able to deal with these sorts of disruptions.
But there's no longer-term domestic supply of emergency fuel.
And some governments have taken a more in-depth look than others. The conclusion has been that, broadly speaking, we're happy that the risks we've got under control now are perfectly fine. And secondly, that if we were to respond even more dramatically to any concerns about security of supply, then the cost of doing that would be prohibitive. And as a result, basically, governments have decided, a series of governments have more or less decided that, that no further action was necessary. And I guess that remains the case today.
In Sydney alone, roughly 45,000 truck journeys are made each week to distribute food and medicine. That's a lot of undelivered food and medicine if they were to be suddenly interrupted. John Blackburn.
We're not taking this seriously. If it happened at large scale, there's effectively nothing the government could do. So we've been asleep at the wheel. I don't know how many wake-up calls we need. The world's changed. It's about time we woke up to that fact.
PM asked Woolworths for comment.
Business reporter David Taylor.